Well, Thomas, in past programmes we've tended to imply that we are only an assembly plant, but we have indeed mentioned that the one manufacturing process we engage ourselves in is in the manufacture of our trim and our seats. And this morning I thought for a refreshing change it might be appropriate for you to interview one of our charming young ladies from the trim shop.
Sounds nice. Lead me to her.
The lovely lady I've been led to is Mrs. Pat Fudge. Hello, Pat.
Hello.
Now, this is a part of a car factory that I wouldn't recognise as a car factory at all. It looks more like a furniture factory. Yeah. What are you doing?
We're making the covers for the car seats. This girl does what we call joining. That's joining the side pieces that are put together by this girl, who does the end work, which is making the complete cover before it goes to the men to be put on the frames.
Yes, so you don't see the frames at all, you're just making the covers.
No, we just make the covers. They're put on the conveyor belt, they go to the end of the line where the progress collect them and take them to the men.
Is it all cut out when it gets you? That's a different section, is it?
Yes, that's a cutting section down the bottom where the men cut all the various pieces out before they come to us.
How many is she going to do?
She does them in 10 sets. But, you know, everybody gets a 10-set chip, which gives you 10 rear cushions, 10 rear scrubs, 10 front cushions, 10 front scrubs, whichever the chit is for.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you know what the cushion and the scrub is. The cushion is the bit you sit on, not as most people think that you lean against, and the scrub is the piece you lean against.
Ah, yes. And what's it all made of? It's a long time since you've used leather and things like that, isn't it?
Yes, no, it's mostly PVC or leather cloth with a foam backing.
Yeah. What's that like to work on, in fact? Is it?
It's very much similar to leather, except that it stretches slightly, whereas leather didn't.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's quite easy to use.
And what's the stuffing these days?
Well, it's mostly foam. We do have a little bit of hard jaw on the bottoms, which is like Hessian type stuff, but other than that, it's all foam.
Are the different models, do they have different types of seats, or is it more or less the same?
Yeah, they're all different. Every model has a different type of seat and mostly different materials.
Like what? What other materials would you use?
Well, we have what we call sock weave, which is some side panels are cut of that. It's very soft and stretchy. Looks more like vinyl when it's just a side panel.
Yeah.
But most of it is leather cloth on this line.
Are you an expert seamstress? Are you trained to do this?
Well, I've been here 12 years now, and I did 6 weeks training when I first come here. Most people do, and after that, you should be able to do most of the job.
Do you do your own dressmaking by any chance?
No, after a day in here I don't want to see a machine.
I know officially you don't, but do people ever bring in the odd bit of something or other and slip it in the machine when somebody's not looking?
Well, no, because these machines, the stitching would gather up any household material or dress material because it's such a big stitch.
Yeah.
And the machines that are much heavier, being industrial machines.
Shame. Now, what about these girls here? They seem a bit livelier than where I go where the men are,
I think it's because they don't have to walk up and down when they're doing their job, and they sit by the same girl every day and very friendly atmosphere.
Why do you think they get women to do that? Is it just traditional, or do you think women are better at it?
Oh, definitely better.